Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nagsagawa ng inspeksyon si Punong Ministro Scott Morrison sa mga pinsala at paglilinis sa unang pagbisita nito sa Brisbane sa gitna ng mga pagbaha sa syudad. Aabot na sa 2 linggo matapos ang kasagsagan ng baha. Tinatanggal pa din ang mga debris at kalat. Matapos ang pagbisita sa Lismore sa New South Wales at makatanggap ng galit mula sa mga residente sa pagtugon ng gobyerno sa sakuna, hindi natinag ang punong ministro na harapin at makipag-usap sa mga mamamayan ng Brisbane. Sa paglalakad dito sa kalsada ng Milton, binati ni Ginoong Morrison ang mga biktima, mga nagboluntaryo sa paglilinis, kabilang na ang mga miyembro ng Australian Defence Force.
So thanks for coming up and helping these Queenslanders. They're doing exactly the same for people in New South Wales and have certainly done that for people in Tassie in the past. It's one of the great things we see. It's amazing the number of people that come together from all over the country. I was in Northern Rivers yesterday and found some emergency service workers from Western Australia. It's really encouraging for people on the ground to know that people have come from so many different parts of the country to help.
Isa sa mga residenteng nagpaabot ng sama ng loob dahil pakiramdam nila'y hindi sila natulungan ay si Vadim Kasoski na may-ari ng isang gusali.
There was a help assistance package announced for small businesses, but we are not qualified for small business because we own the buildings and we're helping these people, we're kind of helping tenants to come back and back on their feet. But it's only that much we can do without government assistance. And somehow we've been excluded.
Inalok din ng punong ministro na isama ang Timog Silangang bahagi ng Queensland sa National Emergency Declaration. Ngunit tinanggihan ito ni Queensland Premier Anastacia Palaszczuk at sinabi nitong huli na ang lahat.
The time for that national emergency was probably a week ago. So we've actually gone past that. The floodwaters have gone down, they've subsided, and as I said, those disaster declarations will be lifted on Sunday.
Ang nasabing National Emergency Declaration ay kaparehong idineklara sa hilagang bahagi ng New South Wales. Umani naman ng batikos ang anunsyong dagdag na suportang pinansyal ng federal na gobyerno at inakusahang politika ang nasa likod nito. Ang local government area ng Lismore, Richmond Valley, Clarence Valley ay idineklarang pinakamatinding tinamaan ng pagbaha. Dahil dito may dagdag na $2,000 ang bawat isa mula sa mga nasabing lugar sa ilalim ng disaster payment scheme. Ang tatlong LGA na nabanggit ay hawak ng Nationals MP. Sa kabilang banda, mga katabing bayan ng Tweed, Byron at Ballina na hawak ng Labor ay unang hindi naisama sa karagdagang disaster payment. Hindi makatarungan ito ayon sa isang residente ng Byron Bay na si Brianna Pearl.
It's not fair. How can you separate, you know, how people have been affected? We're all affected. We all need help. And, you know, even the people that have, you know, the water didn't completely desiccate their home, they're out not working, helping their neighbors to get their feet back on the ground. So everyone is affected. There's no scalability to that.
Ayon kay Ginoong Morrison, ang mga suportang ibinibigay ay papalawigin pa sa mga susunod na araw.
And we're looking at other impacted areas in those districts to see how we might extend some of that support. I spoke to the Mayor of Ballina last night about those issues. And just like in any natural disaster, like we've seen here in Queensland, you define a couple of LGAs early on, the most impacted, and as the damage assessments come in, you will add others to that list when you go through the proper process. And that's what's still occurring.
Mahigit 9,000 kabahayan at ari-arian ang nasira ng pagbaha sa hilagang bahagi ng New South Wales at mahigit 30% dito ay hindi na maaaring tirahan. Naglunsad ng bagong suportang pinansyal ang New South Wales Government sa pakikipagtulungan sa federal na gobyerno para sa mga taong nawalan ng matitirahan ayon kay Premier Dominic Perrottet.
Today, we are announcing a package that will support approximately 25,000 households in relation to housing support. It's a $551 million package in terms of housing. The package today includes 16 weeks rental support for those people who need it. We know we have many people still in our evacuation centres. As I said, we have many people in temporary accommodation.
Samantala, sa inilabas na bagong ulat ng Climate Council, sinabi nitong ang naging unang sakuna sa pagbaha ay dahil sa kawalang aksyon ng gobyerno sa climate change. Ayon kay Climate Council economist Nikki Hotley, aabot na sa $2 billion ang claims sa insurance pa lamang.
But insurance claims are just the tip of the iceberg. We know there's lack of insurance and underinsurance for a start. But this is about private property damage, a little bit of business disruption. The broader impacts are many multiples, possibly 40, 50, even more times right across when we start to take into account things like a business disruption, obviously the health impacts, loss of life, injury, vector-borne diseases, interruptions to supply chains.
Lumabas din sa ulat na ang nangyaring mga pagbaha ay maitatala na pinakamalalang sakuna sa Australia sa gitna ng pagtaas ng pandaigdigang temperatura na nagbubunsod ng mga matitinding weather event. Sa nakalipas sa 3 araw, nagtala ang Brisbane ng 80% ng tao ng buhos ng ulan. Papantay ito sa ulang natatanggap ng London sa isang taon. Sa bawat pagdagdag ng degree sa global warming, dodoble din ang mga sakuna, ayon kay Will Stephen ng Climate Council.
I think these lived experiences of seeing your neighbors, your colleagues, your relatives in other parts of Australia, seeing their houses flooded, to me, seeing people in the attics of their houses up in Lismore, with the water coming up and the roof right above them. I mean, that's sort of a visceral hit, even when you're not in the area. And that's telling you that this is a problem now, it's accelerating, and if we don't get on top of it, all this stuff we're seeing, all this suffering is only going to get worse. So yes, we have to make the connection, make it now, and start moving to solve this problem now.
Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni na Stefan Armbruster, Abby Denham at Claire Slatery para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.